Hi, my name is Zakan, and welcome to another one of my amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation about how to create and attract the joy, well-being, and abundance you desire, and how to be the unlimited master of creation that you truly are, to literally make all your dreams come true. You'll find tons more self-empowering, supportive goodies, videos, podcasts, etc., to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality, to literally create and attract the happiness, health, wealth, and abundance that you desire at Zakiron.com. Hope to see you there. All right, so here we go. You are the dreamer, and you are the dream. You are the creator, and you are the creation. Now, if you understand how creation works and how the law of attraction works, you will understand that you are creating all of your desires into physical reality. You're attracting them to you based on your vibration, based on how you're thinking. And that is very much true. But more importantly, you are creating you with all those thoughts and all those vibrations. You're creating you, the dreamer of reality, into creation. You think you are creating things and money and businesses and careers and accomplishments, and you think you came to planet Earth to create things or to prove things, but really you're really just here to create you, more of you into being. You are creating more you and a better you and a wiser you, and a richer you, and a more fun you, and a more enlightened you, and a more expanded you, and a more evolved you, who more and more recognizes your infinite power of creation as you expand and as you grow. And the only way to actually get what you physically want and emotionally want in your life that you believe will make you happy, well, you must recreate, expand, and evolve yourself into that person who is, or does, or has what you want. Because skills alone, and training, and knowing what to do, and how to do it, etc., etc., and your craft alone won't prepare you for the mindset that you will need to handle the success, and the wealth, and the relationships, etc., that you desire to be, do, and have in your life. You got to get ready to get ready to get ready to jump. You got to be ready vibrationally for the success, the wealth, the freedom, and the joy, etc., that you desire by getting into alignment with success before you ever achieve it physically. If you're not sufficiently vibrationally prepared to handle the success that you desire, you're going to overwhelm and freak out and burn out like all the movie stars and rock stars who were not vibrationally ready for the degree of success and wealth and fame that they attracted. But the people who built a solid foundation of joy and joyful wealth and joyful success first, before they became externally, physically successful, who got ready to be ready first and built a foundation of joy first and got solid in their own priceless self-worth, and acknowledging that self when understanding that self-worth has nothing to do with anybody outside of them first, and who didn't look to success to prove their worth, but who realized that their worth before, you know, was never ever in question, and who realized that their worth, you know, before ever achieving success. Well, these are the very happy, very considerate, very caring, very generous, loving, and joyful, successful, rich, famous people that are happy, that you should emulate the most, because they achieved success easily, so to speak, without struggle and sacrifice, because they were having fun along the way. Their success didn't necessarily happen overnight, which most typical humans on planet Earth would call struggle, because they didn't magically happen overnight. But the key to creating easy, fun success and fulfillment in life and satisfaction is enjoying every step of the journey, of your journey of creation, and never torturing or punishing yourself over temporary losses or quote-unquote failures or setbacks, because when you're enjoying the journey and you're not addicted to the results in order to make you happy, but instead you're happy with every step of the adventure, well then those temporary quote-unquote losses and quote-unquote setbacks and failures are not failures at all. They're just priceless, clarifying educational experiences that give you greater clarity about what you truly want in your life. Because without having the clarity of what you don't want, you wouldn't have the clarity of what you do want. And that clarity continues to build your solid foundation of joy and self-worth and self-empowerment, so that when the misguided masses happen to find chinks in your armor, when they see that you have faults and vulnerabilities and see you occasionally out of alignment and your godlike status is put under question, and then the classic criticisms fly, well, you don't even hear it or pay any attention to it, or if you do hear it, it doesn't matter to you, because in your solid foundational world of joy and priceless self-worth, well, you understand that alignment is not a permanent thing. Enlightenment and self-mastery are not permanent degrees that you somehow achieve a pinnacle and then you've got it forever. And sometimes you understand this. Sometimes you get out of alignment as you are confronted with the contrast of unlovable things in life, and you temporarily start to focus on those unwanted things. But you understand that it's no big deal, because in fact you value unwanted things for the clarity that they give you. It's no big deal because of your foundation of joyful alignment. You know how to pivot towards what you do like and do want. And so you easily get back into alignment. You understand the value of contrast of what you don't like that gives you the clarity of what you do like. And you just naturally go, oh, okay, I don't like that. What do I want? What do I want? Okay, well, then you pivot towards that. No big deal. And that is the greatest gift that any of us has for the rest of humanity, which is showing people that even gods get out of alignment now and again. But the difference between us gods and the other gods, which is all of humanity, because we're all gods, difference between us enlightened gods, so to speak, us aware gods, us awake gods, and the gods who are pretty much awake and who have forgotten that they are gods as well, the difference between us and them is we know how to get back into alignment in a matter of minutes, not days, weeks, months, and years, like the amnesiac gods on planet Earth, known as typical humanity do. And we also do not give ourselves a bad time and punish ourselves and beat ourselves up when we get out of alignment. We just go, oh, no big deal, get back into alignment. The most powerful influence that we awake and conscious, deliberate, creative gods have is showing other people how to thrive and have fun and prosper and be in joy and be in love, regardless of the external conditions of life and what, regardless of what anyone else is doing or what they're thinking or what they're believing or what they're telling you that you should do. It's keeping our vibration high and never dipping down in vibration, so that the masses can see us or hear us and understand us, etc. Because as masters of creation, we know that they can't understand us because they haven't gotten ready to be ready yet. They haven't gotten into alignment first before trying to create what they want. They're still looking to be saved by someone outside of themselves, like some sort of god who has them on a puppet, you know, has them on strings like a puppet. They're still looking for external sources to save themselves instead of saving themselves and understanding that they don't need saving, that they're perfect just how they are. It's our job as enlightened masters to show people that success and joy and love and fun and fulfillment and satisfaction are all easy. And struggle and hard work and sacrifice are absolutely unnecessary and completely optional. And to show people that having fun, being prosperous, abundant, and yes, completely and utterly rich and free is our natural state of being. Infinite abundance, infinite wellness, infinite joy, infinite love is our natural state of being. And struggle and sacrifice is not. And it is our job to show people that their worthiness is not and has never ever been in question. And no one is ever being judged by some sort of quote-unquote divine force as good or bad. Because that just doesn't happen. That doesn't exist. It's bullshit. Humanity created that because they felt unworthy. And so no worthiness needs to be proven. No one's worthiness has ever been in question. And finally, the greatest lesson and master key of success that we can show humanity is that we, us awake gods, who recognize our awesome, infinite, immortal magnificence, are here for the joy of it, for the fun of it, for the joy of creation, for the joy of desiring things, and then the joy of manifesting them into physical reality. No other reason. We're here for the joy of creation, not to grow or even expand and improve, so to speak, because we understand that growth and expansion and evolution are just inevitable consequences of the adventure and journey of joyful creation. They're also the result, growth and expansion are also the result of painful creation, which is what most humanity lives based on, because they continue to focus on what they don't want. So choice one, joyful creation, is faster, obviously a lot more fun, a lot easier. Choice two, painful creation, is much slower, not a lot of fun, but nevertheless, both journeys inevitably produce great growth, because we all expand. Who we truly are instantly expands anytime you have a desire, whether you go toward that desire and create that and manifest that desire or not. Who you truly are, source, the universe expands regardless. Except, you know, in the case of joyful creators who are conscious, deliberate creators who intend to create something and then they do, they attract what they want. Well, that, you know, that conscious growth, well, that's a heck of a lot more fun, heck of a lot more easy, a lot more satisfying, a lot more fulfilling. Whereas painful creation is, so that's conscious creation, whereas painful creation is unconscious creation, where people just witness unwanted things in life and then they just wish for improvement. But they don't necessarily believe that they can actually achieve that improvement. And they never see that improvement because of their addictive focus upon those unwanted things that gave them the great clarity to now focus on what they do want, but they continue to keep focusing on what they don't want, that created the clarity about what they do want. So the fun stuff that you want is the excuse to go on the adventure of creating more you. Yeah, the fun stuff, the good stuff, the money, the wealth, the relationships, the sex, the adventure, the journeys, the success, etc. It's all fun, but you can't take it with you, so to speak. But you take you with you everywhere for eternity. The fun stuff creates more you. You are the dreamer, dreaming desires into physical existence, but the desires and the prizes and the manifestations are all temporary and strictly just for the fun and the adventure of creating them, to create more you, because you must expand you to expand your desires, to grow and manifest your desires into physical manifestations. Your life is the real creation that you're creating, not the stuff, not the money, not the success, not the relationships or the fame or the prizes or the wins or the awards. They're just the excuse to go on the adventure of joyful creation, of creating more and more and more of you, and expanding more and more and more of you forever, because you are an immortal, infinite creator, and your journey of creation, your joyful journey of infinite, exciting creation never ends. And even more accurately put, you are the creation that you are creating more and more of every single day and every single second. So, with that in mind, start having fun already. That's why you came to planet Earth, not to prove your worth. You're here just for the fun of it, because who you truly are is the absolute essence of joy. Your natural state of being is the essence of joy. You are a joy master. You are a love master. You're not here to struggle and prove your worth. So make your life an expression of that joyful divine essence. You're not here to prove anything to anyone, or to achieve anything. You're just here for the joyful adventure of creation. So start having fun already. All right. So I hope you got something from this amazing, insanely enlightening mastery of creation. That you understand that you are the dreamer. And you are the dream. You are the creator, and you are the creation, and the fun goodies, the monies, and the honeys is just the excuse to go on that adventure of creation. If you did get something from this, please share this with your friends. Bless some of these amazing teachings. Subscribe to my YouTube channel so you get more notifications of my latest videos. Come visit me at zakhyron.com for more, tons more empowering videos, podcasts, articles, books, products, coaching, and support to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality, to create and attract the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded people and fun-minded people and adventure-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent, joyful journey of divine creation. And, of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!